Today I'm going to be breaking down step by step exactly why women are only happy in a relationship if they are consistently at the disadvantage. What I'm going to be doing is showing you very harsh truths that every single man is going to have to come to terms with in order to actually have dating success once and for all. And this is especially true with the women that you genuinely like or have very high attraction towards. So over the years with MBT, Masculine Behavioral Techniques, we have had thousands of students, and every single day I'm seeing guys actually getting real life dating success. So what I would advise you to do is after this video is over, go down below, check out the presentation that I made for you. That full length end-to-end webinar presentation is going to show you how you can take some of today's concepts and copy paste them into your dating life and go even further at an even quicker pace, so that way you can get results much faster compared to majority of all other men out there. So be sure to check out that presentation down below once today's video is over. Let's dive in. Okay, so today you're going to find out why women are only happy in a relationship if they are at the disadvantage and do not have as much leverage inside of it. So let's just dive in. Here's what the disadvantage actually looks like and feels like. And this is not only after working with, you know, hundreds or thousands of students over the years, but this is actually my own dating experience as well. What the disadvantage looks like and feels like is this. Number one, she likes him more than he likes her. From time to time, he's distant and it's hard for her to get a hold of him, or she doesn't know when she's gonna get to see him again the next time would be. Like, she doesn't know when she'll get to see him again. He's emotionally unavailable, which makes him even more attractive because now she has to actually work for that approval. And he pulls out feelings of inadequacy from time to time that she experiences. So there's tons of emotion going on between the dating dynamic here when you operate this way. Also, this type of man, he's never eager to see her, or this is what the disadvantage would look like. He's never eager to see her. He lets her do majority of all of the pursuing, or even 100% of the pursuing. And she feels like he doesn't care if the relationship goes anywhere. So these are the main checkpoints you want to try to hit, okay? Or these are the main frameworks you want to operate with and live your life by. So since she feels like he doesn't care if the relationship goes anywhere, he gives little certainty or even sees other women from time to time on dates. And now because of this, here's the amazing thing. Logically, what makes sense is you would say, hey, if somebody operates like this, the other person isn't going to like them. Could not be further from the truth. The truth is, when the man operates this way, now she loves him and wants to sleep with him all the time. So if you operate your life like this, that's how it's going to play out. It's typically polar opposite from how you think it would happen. Now, here is why they actually love being at the disadvantage. What happens is the woman gets obsessed with chasing his approval and chasing his validation. So when you operate this way, what this really boils down to is that she can feel he's had more attractive women than her, which now satisfies hypergamy. This is a cold truth. This is an uncomfortable truth. What this really boils down to is that she can feel that he has had more attractive options in the past or even currently than her, which now satisfies hypergamy. She sees that he can attract other women. She even questions if he has been with women who are more attractive than her, and now her desire rises because she feels like she's with a winner, or she feels like she's with a pre-selected man. So women love attention and validation, but they only love attention and validation from the man that they are desiring on an intimate level, okay? Everyone else who gives that woman any attention or validation, she feels like she's above them and does not consider them as an option. So that's another uncomfortable truth. Everybody else who gives the woman any attention or validation, she naturally feels like she is above them, and now she does not even consider them an option. So if the man over-validates her, a few things happen. Okay, so let's take the example over here. The guy who is operating with leverage and the guy who is not giving a lot of emotional certainty or is emotionally unavailable. If the man doesn't do those things, and if the man overvalidates her, here's what happens. Number one, she gains the leverage. Number two, as she gains the leverage, she loses the respect for the man. So then number three, the third thing that happens is she starts to line up her replacements. Number four, she will most likely cheat, or number five, she will leave. This is the cycle that happens if you overvalidate. So moving on to the next section, this is how women act in a healthy relationship. Okay, so when everybody talks about, oh, I want a healthy relationship, or we need feelings of mutual chemistry and mutual trust for this healthy relationship, here's how women actually act in a healthy relationship, or a relationship where she has the leverage. She starts to disrespect the man, and her tone of voice is always of disinterest, or she gets super angry for no reason. She'll start to get distant and respond to text messages and calls much slower or at a pace where you wonder what she's doing. And what she's really attempting to do here is she's trying to play with the man's emotions. She is trying to get the man to feel inadequate and doubt his own sexual market value. Then what happens is she embeds signs of low desire in his brain to make him think that there is potential cheating going on, or to make him think that she's about to leave. What you're also going to notice is she'll never be in the mood for sex, or what she'll do is she'll act like intimacy or sex with the man is oftentimes just a favor or a chore. She'll start to say things like, oh, I'm super tired, or she'll say things like, is that all you want? The problem that's going on here is now the intimacy and everything around it is becoming something that she has no desire in, because what she wants to do is make the man start to feel inadequate. So on top of that, she will probably start coming home late, and then she's always in a bad mood, and then she'll exit. So this is what happens if you try to follow the narrative or the dynamic of a healthy relationship. And what you can basically do is look at majority of the advice that people are being told today, just the modern advice that you're going to be hearing, things like chemistry, things like trust building, things like a healthy relationship, all of this stuff. If you actually look at what's going on, all of it fails, all of it. Like, the women pull away, most women leave relationships, most women exit relationships, most women exit all of the marriages. It doesn't work, okay? So you have to kind of wake up and actually see things for what it is. Now, moving on, you might be wondering how you have to act as a man to display this disadvantage or this discrepancy in sexual market value. So today, most men are being misled as to what they feel will actually bring them happiness or fulfillment. So here's what I can tell you. Optimizing life as a man for more sex is a void that you will never fill. And here's what I mean. Your lust will start to actually take over. As it takes over, you'll never be satisfied. And what I mean by that is you could have literally a million dating options in the world. You could give the guy all the dating options in the world and he would still want more. This is like a void that you can't fill. No matter how much you're in abundance, no matter what, you can't fill this. And then what happens, the more a man starts to attach to his lust, he's less focused, okay? Then here's what also happens. He has less time prioritizing or actually achieving his goals. Then there's more wasted time, and then truthfully, he will not be happy. Even if that pleasure in the moment feels so good, it's not going to bring long-term happiness or long-term fulfillment. So here's how you always have the discrepancy in sexual market values, so she respects you and looks up to you without being in this weird standpoint where you're like playing games. Okay, so it's where you put your time. This is the truth, it's where you put your time. So if you're dating a woman and you're busy doing anything, even things that are positive, right? You being busy, you focusing on your goals, you working 50 to 60 hours a week while maintaining your fitness, okay? So you're maintaining your fitness, you're maintaining your productivity, you're maintaining your sleep, you're maintaining just a good, healthy environment, all of that is going to take up a lot of time. So while you are focusing on those things, what's happening is you're actually not focusing on her. So then in her brain, it's the same as if you're out dating, you know, whoever, because the truth is you're just not putting time and attention in the areas that's going to turn her off long term. So this naturally raises her desire without you playing games, and this is how you can live your life and still accomplish your goals while maintaining a good relationship with a woman who's actually appreciative of you. So this is why women are only happy in a relationship where she's at the disadvantage. If you like this video, I want you to hit the like button. I want you to go down below. I want you to check out that webinar presentation that I made for you. The link is in the description. Hit the like button, comment, and subscribe, and we'll see you in the next one.